Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 24th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Lord is Our Refuge and Portion. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 142, verse 5. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. David wrote Psalm 142 while hiding in a cave, pursued by enemies and feeling utterly alone. In the preceding verses, he described his distress, confessing that no one seemed to care for him and that no earthly refuge remained. Yet in verse 5, the psalm reached a turning point. David shifted his focus from what he lacked to whom he had. Though abandoned by men, he was not abandoned by God. He declared that the Lord was his refuge, the place of safety where he could find shelter. He also called God his portion, a term associated with the Levites, whose inheritance was not land or possessions, but the Lord himself. David reminded his readers that God's faithfulness transcended human abandonment. This truth ultimately pointed to Christ, who trusted the Father as his refuge, even when rejected by men. Through Christ's death and resurrection, believers now share in the privilege of having God himself as their inheritance. We often measure our security by the people, possessions, or circumstances surrounding us. When those things fail, we can feel vulnerable and alone. David's testimony reminds us to measure our resources not by what is around us, but by who God is. The gospel assures us that God has given us more than blessings. He has given us himself. Because of Christ, we belong to God and he belongs to us. Though we might find ourselves homeless, God remains our refuge. Though earthly possessions are lost, God remains our portion. When human relationships disappoint us, God remains faithful. Therefore, we can live with confidence, knowing that the Lord is our refuge and portion. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for being our refuge in times of trouble and our portion in every season of life. Forgive us for looking to earthly things for security and satisfaction. Help us to find our confidence, joy, and hope in you alone. Thank you for giving us yourself through your Son, Jesus Christ. Teach us to trust you when we feel alone and to rest in your unfailing presence. In Jesus' name, amen.